the theme is around two of the three triplets that King talked about when he was talking about the evils that plague the United States. It's going to be about militarism, and it's going to be about racism. That is probably the racism piece is probably not surprising for a lot of folks, but he spoke out, particularly towards the end of his life, very much against the culture of militarism in this country. We're going to be addressing that. It ties into the work that we have been doing around nuclear nonproliferation and pushing back against nuclear weapons. What I'm going to be speaking about at the church at 1 o'clock on Monday is King's acceptance of the Nobel Peace Prize, and how in that speech he actually referred to the plague of nuclear weapons and how it threatens all of humanity.
So the speech is one of the events that will be going on. Let's take it, chronologically. Talk about the program, the day's activities.
Yep. So at 10 o'clock in the morning in Florence at the Sojourner Truth statue, there is going to be a African-American heritage walking tour, and that's going to be held by Steve Strimer from the David Ruggles Center. So at 10 o'clock, folks are going to be meeting at the statue, which is at the intersection of Pine and Park Streets in Florence, Massachusetts, and Steve takes folks on a walk and points out the historical sites that are in Florence. We are fortunate that in this community there are a number of historical sites, including the David Ruggles' house, Sojourner Truth's house, sites upon that were on the Underground Railroad, and other places in the area that were prominent during the days of the Utopian Society, as they called it. And so that's going to happen at 10 o'clock, and everybody is welcome to that. Everybody is welcome to that and all events during the course of the day. Everything is free and open to the public.
And the speaking program is where and what time does that start?
At 1 p.m. at Edwards Church in Northampton, which is on 297 Main Street. We're going to have our main convocation, a celebration assembly, and it's going to have music from Pamela Means, who is a local singer and Prone to Mischief, a brass band. And I'm going to be speaking briefly, and the other speaker is going to be Dr. John Bracey from UMass Amherst. He is the department chair of the African-American department there. He's going to be covering a lot of the triplet of racism and how it impacts us now today and what our work is going forward. At 2 o'clock, from 5 o'clock, we are going to have a series of community workshops hosted by community organizations in various locations in downtown Northampton. And so we're going to have workshops being put on regarding the upcoming Pioneer Valley Women's March, regarding the resurgent Poor People's Campaign, regarding what to do about climate issues, and so on and so forth. That information and those workshops, people can show up to Edwards Church and get a map of the schedule and the day and where they're going to be located and all that stuff at the main assembly at 1 p.m.
Now, this event with a similar format has been observed on Martin Luther King Day for a number of years in Northampton. Am I correct?
Yeah. In fact, this is our 34th annual celebration. It was started by the founder of our office, Francis Crowe, and we continue that tradition happily and with some pride and honor this year. So it is our 34th annual MLK Day celebration this Monday, and it's a day and a tradition that we are very happy to keep going.
Have you noticed how has the participation, how has the attendance been for this over the last three decades?
Well, I can't speak to the first couple of decades. I wasn't around for those, but the last couple of years, has been particularly populous. We've had, you know, last year was the theme was how we shall resist, and this was at the just shortly after the presidential election, and the format was so popular that we essentially stuck with it again this year. That is, we have a gathering, but a lot of the focus is on all of the different ways that you can get involved in the community and all the different areas of concern, all the forms of activism, all the whether you're concerned about climate issues or nuclear weapons, or you know, you want to be in the Pioneer Valley Women's March, or you know, if economic justice is your issue, then there's going to be a Poor People's Campaign workshop. So there's something for everybody, and for folks who just want to hang out and relax, we're actually going to be having a one designated space be our knitting circle. Folks are knitting hats and other things for the upcoming march the following week. And so there's really something for everybody.
And for people who want information about it, they can go to your website?
They can go to our website, which is theresistancecenter.org. You can check out The Resistance Center on Facebook. People do not have to register ahead of time. They can just show up on the day. They can show up to any of the different things that were happening, any of the different events that are going on. Nothing is required of folks. You can just come on in. This is, as always, free and open to everybody.